312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio here. And we're going to talk karaoke. Esmeralda, I'm going to kind of quiz you and see if you can name some of the most requested karaoke songs.
Okay.
Because some of them are pretty obvious and some of them aren't. So we'll go through some of those. But there's a story out of Beijing. Tea and karaoke become daily obsessions for China's older crowd. Just outside of Rattan Park, where many older people gather for meditation and Tai Chi exercises, a different type of workout is taking place. Lines of baby boomers and elderly customers often stretch outside the Music Box Karaoke Bar in the Chinese capital for up to a half an hour before opening time. They spend their days stretching their vocal cords surrounded by velvet cushions and glitzy disco lights. Now, you know, Esmeralda, I'm sure that you're aware of this, but like, in Asia, karaoke is a kind of a different experience than it is here. And they do have, like, Asian-inspired karaoke bars in America.
Yeah.
But they're different what, you know, just going to a bar and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen Lost in Translation, right?
Yeah.
And that's my only exposure. You know, I've never been to Asia. But, like, in Lost in Translation, it looks so different. You're in this room. It has a whole different feel
yeah.
to it.
I've been to one. It's up here called Lincoln Karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And they have rooms.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different experience. Yeah, because you're not around a bunch of strangers. You're with friends.
Right. So it's just you guys go into the room. And I think probably, you know, maybe that makes people a little less embarrassed.
Yeah, because
sing,
you're only among friends.
Right. You're not among, there aren't any other drunk idiots in the
exactly.
in the room, unless your friends are drunk idiots.
Right.
But like strangers that have been drinking who would, you know, maybe pass judgment on you in a not
exactly.
friendly way.
And you have, at least the ones I've been in, there's multiple microphones. So you
right.
can kind of have a chorus going.
Right.
Everyone can sing along.
Right.
So you don't feel so alone.
Exactly. Karaoke, or KTV, as it's known there, has traditionally been seen as an alcohol-fueled nightmare activity for some young Chinese who belt out the latest hits. But when the sun comes up, these venues are now seeing a more gray-haired crowd with baby boomers taking on the microphones to perform folk songs from their heyday. according to the Business Daily, Heenan Business Daily, 80% of privately rented karaoke rooms in the central eastern city are booked by people 50 or older during the day. The Wuhan Morning News reported that more than half of such places in the southern city of Wuhan are occupied by older people before nightfall. Some karaoke bars are cashing in on this trend by offering special daytime rates and discounts of up to 50% for those who are 50 and up and over. Lin Yanjun, the supervisor at Music Box, said that he had witnessed an increase in older customers since he started working there in 2014. An average of 150 baby boomers and senior citizens show up to sing daily and stay 7 hours or longer. Wow. Zhang Human, a 72-year-old Beijing retiree, told NBC News she made her karaoke debut in February but enjoys it so much that she goes now every week. She says since her husband passed away, she found herself with little to do and took up the singing, and she finds herself staying at karaoke for 5 hours at a time. And one of their favorite songs, a Chinese pop song called Who Are You Dating Tonight? That's a pretty good. Who Are You Dating Tonight? Zhang says that my lung capacity is bigger now. I couldn't sing a very long beat before, but now I can. She added, I feel more occupied when I was working. Zhao Shi, who is 73, attends karaoke with his wife, but says the hobby has introduced him to a whole new group of friends. Everybody gets along. We're like brothers and sisters being really close with each other. It's really even nice when we just chat. He said he liked to sing anthems from the Chinese Revolution, songs about his youth, and even some Russian tunes. Singing makes me very happy and brings relaxation to my body and mind. I feel very happy after singing. So they drink a bunch, and there's no, by the way, they're regular gang of a bunch of people who usually go there. They bring their own snacks of fruits and nuts and no alcohol. They drink tea. I think this is fantastic. You know, people in their 70s getting together, eating some fruit and nuts and drinking tea and singing. I think that's pretty cool. Who are you dating tonight?
Your new favorite song?
I'd have to hear it, though. Of course, I'm sure it's a Chinese pop song called Who Are You Dating Tonight? So anyway, it's Beijing. That's the thing now. Senior citizens going to karaoke, drinking tea, lining up for like a half an hour before the place is open. Wow. That's pretty cool. So that got me to thinking about karaoke songs. And 312-981-7200 is the phone number. What are your favorite, what's your go-to karaoke songs if you ever go to the karaoke? And I've got here a couple of lists of the most requested karaoke songs and the best karaoke songs ever to sing. And now I have not done karaoke in a very, very long time. It's been a very, very long time since I'm trying to remember the last time it's been 2.5 years since I've been into a bar. I mean, if you don't count Gale Street Inn, but like, you know, that you can count. I mean, the bar in Gale Street Inn is the only bar that I've stepped in since, you know, 2015. So I haven't gone. But we used to go. What's the name of the place, Dan? What's the name of the place that's it's on Lincoln? It's a 4 o'clock joint.
Hidden Cove.
Hidden Cove. That's it. Hidden Cove. Esmeralda, have you ever been to the Hidden Cove?
I have.
Yeah. You end up at the Hidden Cove 3:30 in the morning. It's a long night.
That's funny enough. It's down the street from that Lincoln Karaoke.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that Hidden Cove. That's one of those places where you just end up. You know what I mean? It's 4 o'clock joint. Say you're out late on a Tuesday. Like now, you can go to the Hidden Cove and sing. Yeah. I don't even think they have so what do they call it? KJ, right? Is the karaoke DJ? That's what they call them, right? KJs?
I believe you're right, yeah.
And I don't even think they have, what, you know, the few times that I went to the Hidden Cove, this was years ago, they didn't have a KJ. They just had the bartender behind the bar, like, press a button. So there wasn't, like, a host or anything, because, you know, normally you go to, like, a, you know, karaoke night, and there's a KJ there. And
well, if they do it every day, they're probably needing to cut back on cost.
Yeah. The Hidden Cove, you know, I haven't been to Hidden Cove in a long time, but they certainly didn't spend a lot of money on decor in that place. It wasn't a concern of theirs. We used to go, like 17, 18 years ago, we used to go to Carol's on Clark, which is now closed. Another 4 o'clock joint, which you, Esmeralda, I'm assuming at some point in your life you went to Carol's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Carol's, when I lived in Andersonville in the early days, that was a true dive bar. Like, you'd go in there and it was just, you know, there was like 2 teeth per 6 guys sitting at the bar. And then it got hip. All the young hipsters started showing up. And a part of that is because they started doing karaoke, and karaoke started to bring in a completely different crowd. Because I remember walking into Carol's, you know, like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, going, we're going to get killed right here. But then it was just like all the hipsters started coming in. And people would go, oh, yeah, it's a dive bar. Not anymore, man. It's a hipster bar now, you know? But we used to do karaoke there. And that was always a lot of fun. And I've told you the story about the guy who would show up, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Every week. And he had one of those fantastic wolf T-shirts, you know, where it's like a moon and a mountain and a wolf, and it covers the sleeves. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Those fans, and it's all on the back. There's like the back of the wolf is on the back of the, you know, it's just like a mountain. And he had like a collection of like these wolf T-shirts that covered all the material on the sleeves, everything. And he would tuck them into his stonewashed jeans and then sing Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi and bring the place down. And every time he went up there, he would push the monitor away because he didn't need it. You know how you got the TV monitor up there that gives you the words?
Mm-hmm.
He would make a point. Like, he would, every single time, he would walk up there and push the monitor away. And every time he did it, we'd cheer. Like, yeah, he doesn't need the monitor. Yeah, that was fun. All right. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you guys about your karaoke go-tos, and I've got the list here of the most requested and the best karaoke songs. So jump in anytime you want. 312-981-7200.
Tell me quick. another kick in the head.
Yeah. Due for Tuesday, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. You know, Dan, I kind of forgot that it was Two for Tuesday. When I heard Dean Martin, I was like, wow, another Dean Martin song. Because I thought it feels like a Monday to me. It totally feels like a Monday. But that's Dean Dean Martin. Ain't that a kick in the head? It's Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. That's Dave in Monroe. And now we're speaking of Dean Martin. I think a lot of people sing Dean Martin at karaoke. Wouldn't you think that? Like, that song right there probably is kind of popular. Don't you think, Esmeralda?
Oh, for sure.
People like the old standards. Let's see, 765 area code, speaking of old standards, says, my go-to karaoke song is New York, New York by Frank Sinatra. Okay. Now, Dan, you've gone to the karaoke.
I have.
And did you have a go-to song when you would go?
My go-to song is Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On.
Of course it is.
I attended a 90s karaoke birthday party.
Oh, boy.
I also sang Criss Cross because I...
Were your pants on backwards?
My overalls were on
backwards.
Yeah, that's
right. Okay.
So that was it. And that was very early on in... My relationship with Eileen.
Yeah.
And that was her good friend Teddy's birthday, and I won both of their hearts that day by singing that song.
Aww.
And, it's kind of like with that guy with the wolf t-shirt, you know, it's a very operatic, sweeping song that people love or love to hate, and so that kind of made it the perfect karaoke song.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. A lot of these songs are either like, they're a lot of fun to sing along to or watch people be, you know, overly dramatic, or it's a terrible song, but it's fun, you know, ironically. So.
That, of course, is a great song.
Of course, I don't want to.
Right, and it's not.
I don't want to
hate that song.
I want to besmirch the Canadian princess who sang that song.
I unfortunately did not see her perform as part of Steve Harvey's New Year's Eve special.
Oh. I didn't know that she was on.
She was second billing behind, who was top billing? I couldn't believe
who
it.
Who would top over Celine Dion?
I was very surprised as well.
Wow. It got to be somebody really big.
No, that was the thing. I'm like, I don't know. Maroon 5 was under Celine Dion. They were the third bill, so.
Yeah. Did anybody watch the New Year's Rockin' Eve? Because everybody was very curious because Mariah Carey came back.
We did watch it, yes.
And she actually didn't... It wasn't a train wreck this time.
Yeah, well, it was bad, but...
No, I mean, it was bad because it's Mariah Carey.
Right.
But it wasn't bad because...
I mean, she tried. She tried. She sang live. So she tried, but obviously with it being 1 degree, that didn't
help. It was freezing out.
But the new meme is that she was looking for some hot tea in between the first song and the second song, and they did not provide it.
They did not provide it.
And so later in the day on her Instagram, she did the Kermit...
She did.
Found my hot tea.
Okay. All right. All right, Esmeralda, what's your go-to again?
Usually it is Hungry Like the Wolf.
That's a good
Duran
one.
Duran Duran.
That's a good one.
Or Salt and Pepper. Shoop.
Shoop?
Or not Shoop. I'm sorry.
What a Man?
No, wait, yeah, Shoop.
Shoop. Shoop. Shoop. Shoop-a-doop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about What a Man? That's that.
Well, because you need...
On Vogue, you're going to need more women.
Yeah, you need more people.
That's true.
Usually I go solo.
Okay. My go-to back in the day was the Higher by Creed. And like Dan, it was one of those deals where like I did the whole thing. I did the Jesus Christ pose that Scott Stapp does in it. I unfortunately did not sweat as much as Scott Stapp sweats.
Someone didn't just throw water on you?
No, to make it more authentic, somebody should have poured water all over my head. For those of you who don't know, Scott Stapp, the lead singer of Creed, has, I don't know how, he sweats more than any human being I've ever seen.
He has overactive sweat glands.
It's just insane. I'm not kidding, Esmeralda. I watched this Creed concert, and I was concerned for him. And for the front row, who were getting splashed with Scott Stapp sweat. You know, I mean, it's fun to be close to the people on stage, but I don't want to be covered in Scott Stapp sweat. That's not something I need. He went through like 4 shirts, you know, like in an hour. It's ridiculous. So, but yeah, no, Hire was the one that I would go to. There's some other ones. All right, now, here are some of the most requested karaoke songs, Esmeralda. See if you, what do you think, throw one out. What do you think is one of the other ones that you think is very popular?
I'm going to go Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire.
Johnny Cash.
Okay. I don't know if it's on here or not. It is not.
Really?
Yeah, Ring of Fire. How about this one? Here's one. Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
Oh.
It says here, one of the key reasons why this is one perfect karaoke song is because it gives you the opportunity to do the moonwalk. Or try to do the moonwalk in front of an appreciative group of people. Billie Jean is the second single from Michael Jackson's sixth solo album, Thriller. And it's one of the easiest MJ songs to sing. Okay. How about this one, Esmeralda?
Mm.
Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one. And then everyone gets into it.
From Weezer's first self-titled album, also known as the Blue Album, Say It Ain't So highlights catchy rock vocals and gives people the opportunity to play air guitar with an amazing air guitar solo. The song also launched Weezer into icon status as one of the best rock bands of the 90s. 219 area code, Esmeralda. Mine is Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London. Well, sure, you get the entire crowd to go, ow! You know? Oh, that's a good one. All right, I'm sure you'll like this one, Esmeralda. Next on the list, Natalie Imbruglia, Torn.
Oh, yeah, come on. Oh, I love that song.
I know you do. Oh, man, what better way to honor a one-hit wonder than to sing their song, which is one of the most requested karaoke tracks of all time? It's the opening lead track from Australian Natalie Imbruglia's Grammy-nominated album, Left from the Middle. It's pretty tough to sing, so make sure you warm up with something a little easier before you attempt this one. You have to warm up before you sing Torn, huh?
I mean, if you want to hit those higher notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever tried to sing it only because it has those higher notes.
Yeah.
Maybe
you should do the original version. Remember we played the original version of it?
Right.
It was just acoustic?
Yeah.
And the register was much lower?
Yeah, people will love it.
Yeah. So, all right, we got a break here. Karaoke is what we're talking about. What are your go-tos when we got some of the best and some of the most requested of all time? 312-981-7200. If you're going to Beijing, bring your elderly friends with, because they're going to have a blast drinking tea and eating nuts and singing. All right, news is next. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Two Tuesdays and two. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Nick requesting Peter Frampton, Show Me the Way. Unless you lived through that time period, I don't think people realize just how unbelievably big Frampton Comes Alive was, that album. Everybody on earth owned a copy of it. It's one of those albums that if the FBI came busting into your house and they went through your record collection and you didn't have Frampton Comes Alive, they would cart you off to jail. That's the truth. That's absolutely the truth, is that Frampton Comes Alive. One of the biggest albums of all time. Yeah, another album that everybody had to have in the 70s was Rumors. Fleetwood Mac Rumors, Frampton Comes Alive. Those were the albums that every single person, didn't matter what your musical taste was or what age you were, where you were from, everybody in the 70s had a copy of Frampton Comes Alive and Rumors. Oh, man. And then, like, in the 80s, everybody had Thriller. Everybody on the planet had a copy of Thriller. So, there you go. But if you were around in the 70s, you owned Frampton Comes Alive. Yes. Or you went to jail. I wonder if Frampton is any Show Me the Way. Would people play that? Would people sing that at karaoke? I wonder. I don't even know if it's available. All right. We were talking about karaoke, and what are your go-tos, your most requested, or your favorite karaoke songs? And we have a list here from Mental Floss, the 15 most requested karaoke songs. The sources are the U.S. Karaoke Alliance. There's a U.S. Karaoke Alliance? Dan, how does one become a member of the U.S. Karaoke Alliance?
That is a very good question. I'll see if we can find out more about their membership.
I wonder if Wolf T-Shirt Man is a member of the, the U.S. Karaoke Alliance. Oh, man. Squidoo is also a source. 999 The Point. RequestYourSong.com and PartySpecialists.com. Those are your sources for the most requested karaoke songs from Mental Floss. So, we were talking about it. So far, the three that are most requested on this list are Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, Say It Ain't So by Weezer, and Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. And then next on this list is Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon. Why do I not? I'm sure I know the song, but I don't recognize it by its name. This song gained popularity when it won a Grammy for Best Rock Vocal Performance by a duo or group and was later featured on the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show compilation album. Do we have Sex? Can you find that, Dan? Because I... I know this song. This is a karaoke song?
I think it's because people can yell sex.
Oh, I see. That's what it is. Okay. Okay, Esmeralda, here's your next one. You ready? It wouldn't be a karaoke list without Adele. So.
Oh, that has to be frightening.
What song do you think it is?
Is it Hello?
It's Someone Like You. The inspiration behind Adele's Someone Like You was a past broken relationship. Isn't that the inspiration for every one of her songs? Hey, you know, they ran a Thanksgiving special for SNL. They also ran a Christmas special for SNL over the holidays. And they included that. You guys remember the bit that they did on SNL where everybody's at the Thanksgiving table? And they start bringing up politics and stuff. And every time that they start to get into each other and start to scream at each other, a kid gets up and presses a button on a boombox and Hello starts playing and they all sing along. And then they progressively start looking more and more like Adele. Matthew McConaughey was the host. And at one point they've all got like long nails and big eyelashes and they put a wind machine on. Have you seen this, Dan?
No, I can't say that.
Oh, yeah. My God, it's so funny. Esmeralda, have you seen this?
I think I did.
The Thanksgiving family is around the table, and the only thing that's bringing them together is singing Adele, singing Hello, and then they begin turning into Adele. It's hysterical. It's really, really funny. And at the very end, the little girl just turns to the camera. They're all sitting at the Thanksgiving table, turns to the camera and goes, "Thanks, Adele." Oh, man. Okay. Now this one, I totally agree with. A lot of people do this one. Creep by Radiohead. That's a big one. Very popular song among the newly jilted young men. Radiohead's Creep conveys strange, painful feelings in a perfectly timed pop song. Radiohead's debut single from their first album, Pablo Honey, is easy to sing and is the best way to live out your rock and roll fantasies as you pine over your former lover's memory. Man, people can go nuts when the song kicks in. You know, the guitar part before it really kicks in. Madonna, Like a Prayer. Like a Prayer would be of the Madonna canon? I mean, I love the song. Don't get me wrong. It rules. But don't you think like Holiday would be bigger, Dan? Wouldn't you think Holiday or...
You know, I think if you have a gospel
Lucky Star?
I think if you have a gospel chorus, that's another karaoke staple, you know, because it allows for the big sing-along with the group.
Yeah, and the last like minute of that song has got all that in there. Yeah, my first choice would have been, I mean, not, it's, you know, Holiday would be the one that would pop into my head, or Lucky Star. Those two would be the ones that I would think immediately were more popular in the world of karaoke. Madonna's Like a Prayer is one of the most requested songs by karaoke enthusiasts. The music video was controversial thanks to its use of Catholic imagery, while the song's gospel-like structure and hooks make it really easy to sing along to. Well, there's the explanation right there. How about Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA? Yeah, that's probably good for karaoke. Is there a better song to rally an audience with American patriotic passion? Bruce Springsteen's most popular single is his most misunderstood. While many mistake it for American nationalism surface for unbridled patriotism, Born in the USA is about the negative effects of the Vietnam War on working class Americans. Its catchy arena rock structure masks its deeper themes. Yeah. I remember, if I'm not mistaken, Reagan used it for his reelection campaign in 84, and Springsteen said, no. no. And it did get misunderstood by a lot of people. But yeah, I remember he put like a cease and desist order out against the Reagan campaign saying you can't use this song because, you know, one, I don't agree with your politics, and two, the song is not, you know, like a patriotic thing about being born in the USA. All right, now how this one ends up at number 9, Dan, and not nearer the top is astonishing to me. The next one on this list, Esmeralda, this one I would have thought for sure top 3. For sure. It's Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. Now come on now.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's a staple. That's a karaoke staple.
Very popular.
And people love singing that song. With the first line in the song, "I like big butts and I cannot lie," Sir Mix-a-Lot conveys so much about what we perceive as beauty and what we actually find beautiful and attractive. The song was the only number one hit from the Seattle-based rapper. Baby Got Back serves as a perfect novelty song and a popular karaoke choice. Sir Mix-a-Lot also won a Grammy in 1993 for Best Rap Solo Performance. You know, don't you have to do... to start the song, don't you have to do, "Oh my God"? Don't you have to do that part? "Look at her butt." Don't you have to do that?
There might be somewhere it just does it for you.
Oh no, you gotta do it. And you know who the girl is in the video?
Who's that?
The girl in the video who says, "Oh my God, to look at her butt." She plays Eric Stoltz's younger sister in Some Kind of Wonderful. I can't remember her name, but she's been in a bunch of movies. But she, I most remembered for me is Eric Stoltz's younger sister in Some Kind of Wonderful. And the reason I know that is because when I was married to my second wife, we watched Some Kind of Wonderful like 50,000 times. It's her favorite movie, and she knows it by heart. So I know like all the dialogue. But yeah, she's been in a ton of stuff. But she's the girl who says, "Oh my God," at the beginning of the Sir Mix-a-Lot. I love the fact that Sir Mix-a-Lot, I didn't know idea that Sir Mix-a-Lot won a Grammy. I love the fact that Sir Mix-a-Lot is a Grammy winner. For some reason, that delights me. And I get, you got to say this, man. You know, people who have, MCs who have names and, you know, Sir Mix-a-Lot's one of the greatest rap names of all time. Would you agree, Dan? Come on, Sir Mix-a-Lot?
I mean, it covers all your bases. Royalty.
Yeah. Mixing. A lot.
Establishes who he is.
Exactly. Well, anyway. So, "I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie" is very popular in the karaoke world. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We have to take a break here. We got weather and we got traffic, and then we'll get back to more of the karaoke stuff. Also, we have any progress on Skip? Is he on the way?
He is cold, but he's on his way.
He's cold, but he's on his way. Skip Skipley will be here, and we'll have another edition of a very suspenseful edition of a pop-up video. That's all coming up. Maybe Sir Mix-a-Lot will pop up with his big butt. Have we had that already? I think we had that.
I think we have.
I think Skip busted that one out already. You know, my favorite Sir Mix-a-Lot song, Dan?
Is?
I have a favorite Sir Mix-a-Lot song, and it's not Baby Got Back. If you can believe that. It's a song on the Trespass soundtrack. You remember Trespass?
Can't say that I do.
You don't remember Trespass? Esmeralda, do you know the movie Trespass?
No.
Oh, come on! I like to call them the ices versus the Bills. Because it's Ice Cube, it's Ice-T, it's Bill Sadler, and Bill Paxton. So I like to call it the ices versus the Bills. William Sadler and Bill Paxton play two firemen who find a treasure map. And they go out to East St. Louis. They drive out to East St. Louis to dig up this old, to dig up the, a floor in a factory, an abandoned factory, because they think there's a treasure there. They're convinced there's a treasure there. And using this factory as part of his drug operations is Ice-T. And one of his heavies is Ice Cube. And then it's, they're trapped there, and it's the bad guys against, you know, it's the ices versus the Bills. Walter Hill directed it. It's a phenomenal movie. I'm actually on the video box. I'm quoted on the video box. I was on the poster for it, too. But anyway, Sir Mix-a-Lot's got a song on there called I Check My Bank. That's my favorite Sir Mix-a-Lot. That song is a jam. We can't play it on the air because there's a lot of swearing in it. But you find it on the intranets. Sir Mix-a-Lot's I Check My Bank from Trespass. That song rules. So, the movie rules, too, man. Gotta see Trespass. Oh, great movie. That's a deep cut. Nick went deep cut for his second Two for Tuesday choice. He requested Peter Frampton by your side. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Back on a very musical episode here of the show, we're talking about karaoke, your favorite karaoke songs, and I got a list of the most popular and most requested and the best. 312-981-7200. And let's see, we've got, how about, here's another one that I thought would be a little bit higher. Love Shack by the B-52s. I mean, that's, you know, that's huge. Although the B-52s have been making music since 1976, Love Shack became their biggest hit in 1989. The song stands as a perfect mix between a novelty and a nostalgic pop song, which makes it one of the most requested songs at karaoke bars across the country. Love Shack, baby! Then you can do your Fred Schneider imitation. Everybody's got a Fred Schneider imitation, don't they? There's a monster in my pants, and he does a naughty dance. You guys know Monster? By Fred Schneider?
I don't.
There's a monster in my pants? You don't know? Oh, Dan, can you find Monster by Fred Schneider? It's great. Yeah, it's a fantastic. I'm surprised that one's not on the list of karaoke songs. There's a monster in my pants. The video is hilarious too. So, are we any luck finding Monster, or has it just been?
I am waiting through the ad.
Ah, okay, all right. They put an ad on.
Apparently, so.
There's an because there's so many people watching Monster by Fred Schneider that they put an ad at the beginning of it. Oh, brother. So, Love Shack. You ever do Love Shack, Esmeralda, karaoke?
Have not, no.
People do it, though, all the time.
Oh, yeah, for
That's
sure.
a very popular song. 608 area code says Yesterday by the Beatles. 773 area code says If I hear Bob Seger's Turn the Page at karaoke one more time, I'm going to put my head through a wall. Jeez. Oh, we have Monster?
There's a monster in my pants, and it does a nasty dance. When it moves in and out, everybody starts to shout.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know who absolutely loved that song? Hey, listen. Have you heard Monster by Fred Schneider? Because it's the best song ever recorded. Oh, man. Okay. How about, here we go, number 11 on the list, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, I Love Rock and Roll. That's a good one, right? When was the last time anybody put a dime in a jukebox, though? That's the question.
Can you put dimes in jukeboxes?
No, I don't think you can put dimes in jukeboxes anymore. Sublime, Santeria. I don't remember that. How does that one go? Should I know that? I'm sure I've heard it 8,000 times, but I'm just not getting it. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a big one. Q101, 90s days.
97. Released after lead singer Bradley Nowell's death in 1997. Santeria is the punk ska band's biggest pop song. It crossed the genres into mainstream pop culture status. The song cracked the top five in the Billboard music charts. And you continue to be popular on video games like Guitar World Tour and Rock Band 3.
I don't practice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can totally see why this is popular karaoke. I just didn't know the name of the song, even though he says it 15 times in the lyrics. All right, how about Alana Miles' Black Velvet? You guys remember that song? Dan, you remember Black Velvet?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Oh, you have, trust me. You have. Esmeralda, you remember Black Velvet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Alana Miles hit number one on Billboard's music chart in 1989. The song stayed on top of the charts for 2 weeks, earned her a Grammy Award for Best Female Rock Vocalist. The song was inspired by a bus ride to Graceland in Memphis for the 10th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. Black Velvet continues to be a karaoke staple around the world. Dan, any memory of it?
Yes, now that I'm hearing it, yeah.
How about this one? Summer Nights from the Grease soundtrack. That's a duet, though. And that's it. What about the whole, you got to have a bunch of people on it? Because they got tell me more, like, does he have a car?
Yeah, I think the machine does it for you now.
Yeah, all right. Well, you got to have a woman and a man, right? It's got to be a duet. Nobody's going to go up there and just do the John Travolta part, right? If you don't have Olivia Newton-John up there. And then finally, rounding out the list here, Esmeralda. Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Of course.
Yeah. And I think it probably, you know, when Glee used it, it probably had a resurgence in popularity. Because it was the White Sox 2005 World Series champion theme. Steve Perry was at the rally. You guys remember Steve Perry at the Sox rally singing it?
He was on the field when they won.
Yeah.
Steve and Johnny talked to him.
Did they? Yeah. Okay. So that's a few more. We got some more here. Purple Rain by Prince. Well, that's a long song, and there's a part in that song where he's not singing for a long time. What do you do up there during that? I guess you just have to, like, mime guitar, because there's a long guitar solo. There's a stretch in that song. Like, there's at least 2 minutes of that song that there's no singing, so you'd just be standing up there. Let's see. Billy says mine was the theme to Green Acres. They have that at karaoke bars?
Oh yeah, they have every theme song.
You could do the theme from Green Acres? Cindy, the best karaoke songs are I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, and Cherry Bomb. Cherry Bomb is a jam. Peter in Decatur, I've actually been to the Hidden Cove since my friend lives around the corner on Balmoral. One night this past summer, when I was there after a Cub game, there was some karaoke activity going on, and I taped it on my phone. And then 219 Area Kid says, my song is David Allan Coe, The Ride. Okay. All right. We'll talk a little bit more about this coming up. We got a pop-up video coming up as well, but right now we got a break for the news, which is next. Two for Tuesday. This is an epic song, by the way. You could have picked... I think this song is like... How long? What did they say the song is?
7.5.
Yeah. Doug in Kansas City, Billy Joel, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Yeah, there's any section of that song you can play. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah, two for Tuesday, man. Yeah. One artist, two songs. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. A little preview of upcoming shows here. Tomorrow, Wednesday, We're going to have Rod Pyle, our space expert, on to talk about all the great space stories of 2017. And then Thursday, our good buddy Dan Feinberg is going to be here. We'll talk about the best and worst TV of 2017 and preview the Golden Globes. By the way, the Golden Globes are happening this Sunday. And obviously, the Golden Globes cover television and movies. And Sunday night, it will be broadcast on NBC. And Seth Meyers is the host, which I'm happy about. I'm glad to see Seth getting that gig. That's pretty cool. So the first big award show of the season, and it's just going to continue and continue and continue. Grammys are coming up in a couple of weeks. James Corden is hosting the Grammys, so I'm assuming there'll be a carpool karaoke thing. Yeah, so that's all coming up. 312-981-7200. Speaking of karaoke, you see how I did that, Dan?
That's why you have that very cold plaque outside.
I got a very cold plaque in the sidewalk downstairs because of that genius kind of broadcasting that I do.
I would imagine the spotlight on it keeps it warm.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Does it? Okay.
I have the warmest plaque on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Well, don't the cats gather around it?
Yeah, the cats gather around it.
And pigeons?
Pigeons, yeah. It's also, because of the cats and pigeons, is also the dirtiest plaque on the Walk of Fame. you know, remember, Dan, when I remember that time, Dan, when I got the when I was inducted into the Walk of Fame?
Yeah.
You remember that day?
Yeah.
I always said
7 months ago.
It was May 25th. I remember the day because it was like the highlight of my year. There's no question about it. Highlight of my year. Anyway, you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get all choked up thinking about
yeah,
it.
I'm sure.
Nothing else happened for me that week, so.
Yeah, you had a kid that week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good week for everybody. Anyway, I always said that it wouldn't be complete unless either John Cass or Rick Kogan put a cigarette butt out on my face.
That's very true.
On my name. I'll take either one of them. So, anyway, we're talking karaoke and some of the most popular and best karaoke songs ever. We got a bunch of texts coming in. If you want to join us, call or text. It's 312-981-7200. Coming up after 4:30, Skip Skipley will be here. The cats will be gathering outside. Penguins all over the place. Pigeons everywhere. And we'll play a round of pop-up video. So Russ said, I sang Jesse's Girl at a Halloween party one time. Jesse's Girl is a good one. That's a good karaoke song. Esmeralda, did I ever tell you when Scott and I were living together as the Mambo Kings, his room was next to mine. And I had been out late the night before and I was sleeping all day. It was like a Saturday or something. And he was tired of me sleeping. So I went into his room and he put on Rick Springfield's Greatest Hits and blasted it, so I got up.
Wow.
And yes, he owned Rick Springfield's Greatest Hits.
Really missed you.
Yeah, he's like, get up, man. I think we had something to do or something, and I got drunk the night before and slept in, and he just started cranking Rick Springfield's Greatest Hits.
By the way, when you said you were Mambo Kings, I just imagine you guys wearing those very colorful arm.
Oh, yeah.
Things just all the time.
All the time. All the time. Steve says, in my day, we didn't have karaoke. We had those nights at our local Shakey's Pizza Parlor with the banjo and piano player and straw hats. The words on the song would flash on the screen, and we liked it. Well, they have those real band karaokes where you play with a real band.
Mm-hmm.
They do that. That's pretty popular, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever done that? Played with the real band?
I have.
Yeah?
And it's, for me, it was difficult because it's not a TV telling you when to go.
Oh.
They just give you the words on paper.
So it doesn't have that red thing that goes, or that yellow thing
right.
that goes across. So
you if you're not very familiar, the song doesn't have like a really, a note where you can tell that you're supposed to start.
Yeah.
It gets a little confusing.
A distinctive hook where you know where it comes in.
Yeah, just something like where you come in
right.
the song. Yeah, no.
Right. 262 area code says Garth Brooks, Friend in Low Places. Yeah, that's a big one. I got friends in low places. That was my Garth Brooks. That's pretty good, huh?
I thought he stopped in after his New Year's concert.
Yeah. Actually, that was my Chris Gaines. Remember that? What the hell was that? You guys, do you remember? I mean, you guys remember when he did that, right? When he was at Chris Gaines.
Oh yeah,
he had the wig and he had the soul patch, and then he was Chris Gaines. It was one of the dumbest things ever. Do you guys remember when he hosted Saturday Night Live and the musical guest was Chris Gaines?
I do remember that. Yeah,
everyone was completely fine with it. Everyone was serious.
I remember because there was a. There was a sketch where I remember the episode well because it was a very funny episode. It was like in 98, 99. And that was, you know, you got your Molly Shannon, you got your Will Ferrell, you got your Chris Kattan. And there was a bit where Mango had a crush with Chris Kattan. You remember Mango, the character of Mango?
Yeah.
He had a crush on Garth Brooks, or Garth Brooks was obsessed. No, it was always the guest was obsessed with Mango, because Mango, you know, was able to hypnotize people with his butt. But yeah, I just remember that being like they mentioned Chris Gaines, and it was just so ridiculous. Chris Gaines. 224 area code says, I love Hootie and the Blowfish, Hold My Hand. I would imagine anything off of Cracked Rear View would be big in karaoke, you know? A lot of Hootie songs would be good. I only want to be with you. That was my Darius Rucker.
Again. It is a celebrity parade going through your studio today.
Man, I'm just like, Rich Little's got nothing on me. All right, let's see. Also, let's see, best karaoke, Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. Yeah, you can get the room all worked up on that one, right? Be all sexy. Oh, here's a good one. Esmeralda, this would be good. You get the crowd into this because they could do some clapping. Private Eyes by Hall & Oates. That would be great to get the entire room clapping. You know, Private Eyes, they're watching you. Get everybody in the bar clapping. Yeah. You're not a Hall & Oates fan, Esmeralda?
I just don't. I don't know if many people would know.
You don't know Private Eyes?
To do the claps.
What, are you kidding?
I would, if I was a betting lady.
Yeah.
I would say people didn't know where to.
No, clap. No. You would lose that bet. That song was huge, man. Hall & Oates have so many hit songs. Dan, would you know where to clap during Private Eyes?
I would, but only because there was a commercial with it the other day. There a couple.
Somebody's using Private Eyes in a commercial?
Yeah, it was that show Psych.
What, were you watching Suits? What?
Probably. White Collar.
He's catching up on his Meghan Markle.
Lucky bastard.
Oh, man. Okay. Maybe we'll have a Hall & Oates song for pop-up video, Esmeralda.
Maybe. I would think the more popular one is Maneater.
Maneater, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the other one.
What? Oh, they've got like 50 hits, Esmeralda.
Yeah, but what's the... Oh, man. No, I can't remember it right now.
I Can't Go for That?
Yeah.
I Can't Go for That. No can do. I Can't Go for That. Hall & Oates rules. Can we just acknowledge how much Hall & Oates rules?
No, they're great. I don't think many people know when to clap.
I bet if people right now text in, do you know where to clap during Private Eyes? I think most people listening right now would know where to do the clapping during Private Eyes. I really do. I mean, that song sold like 40 billion records. It's a very popular song. All right, before we break for weather and traffic, Esmeralda, next one here that everybody thinks is a great karaoke song.
Mm-hmm.
I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Jam.
I would think the Jam is the other one.
Yeah, Backstreet's back. All right.
Right. Yes.
Because you've got Wolfman, Draculaman, Jekyll and Hydeman, Mummyman.
Is that the one they did? I recently, like a month or so ago, I saw This Is the End.
Oh my
is
God.
Is that the one they do?
Yes, the end, it is. Yeah, that's it. That's okay. The one that they do in heaven when they're all dead. Oh, sorry. Right. Didn't mean to.
I think, you know.
Sorry about that.
If you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, because I just blew the big twist of a Seth Rogen movie.
Like, it's okay.
Oh, man. You know who I don't understand, Esmeralda, who I don't think is funny, and I just don't get? Danny McBride. I just don't think he's funny.
I did like Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, I couldn't get into
it. But he kind of plays. He's very one note.
Yeah. And do you know he's responsible for the Halloween reboot with Jamie Lee Curtis that's coming out this year?
As in he's producing? Oh, he wrote it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. David Gordon Green must owe him money or something. Because he keeps directing stuff for the guy. All right, we have to break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and we'll wrap up the karaoke stuff. If you want to join us, it's 312-981-7200 after the 4:30 news pop-up video. The first pop-up video for 2018, everybody. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man. Doug in Kansas City requested Miami 2017, seen the lights go out in Broadway. Billy Joel, good song. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hey, a week from tonight, come on out and see the original Rocky on the big screen, digitally remastered. Tremendous movie. I'm showing it at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly the Movie Co. Theater. And it's a week from tonight. It's Tuesday, January 9th at 8 o'clock. Get there at 7, have some dinner at Bogart's on the second floor, and then the movie starts at 8. I'll introduce it. We'll watch the original Rocky together on the big screen, talk about it afterwards, and hang out. And I hope everybody can make it. Let's pack the place. Your tickets are on sale right now at amctheaters.com. amctheaters.com. It's $14 to get in. Parking is free, and popcorn is free. And you have the option of dining in the theater. Just sit in your seat, order your food. They'll bring it right to you. Or you can have some dinner at Bogart's. And again, Sylvester Stallone in Rocky, the very first Rocky, which is such a great movie. And it'll be fun to see on the big screen. So hopefully you guys can all make it out Tuesday night, the 9th. Starts at 8 o'clock at the AMC Theaters in Rosemont. Go to amctheaters.com for your tickets today. All right. We're wrapping up the karaoke talk. And here's Dave on WGN. Hey, Dave.
Greetings. One of the things I do is if a song is playing and there's a corresponding Weird Al Yankovic parody, I will actually sing the words to the Weird Al Yankovic parody.
Like, there you go.
Like instead of American Pie, I'll sing The Saga Continues, or Lola, I'll sing Yoda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going with the Star Wars theme.
There's
Star Wars theme is playing, I might do the Bill Murray. You start singing along with the Bill Murray.
Right. Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Yeah, all right. That's the way to mix it up a little bit. Thanks, Dave.
Keep your powder dry.
There you go, buddy. What do you think? All right. Let's rattle some of these off. How about this one, Esmeralda? I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I think I heard that earlier in the car.
People would probably enjoy that. How about Forget You by CeeLo Green?
Oh, yeah.
I guess that would be very popular.
It's very cathartic, I would think.
Yeah. I love that song, actually. Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. That's a good one. Get to go up there and belt.
Yeah, I've heard that one. It's very loud.
Yeah. Since You've Been Gone. Remember we talked about how many 9,000 songs called Since You've Been Gone? And they're all good? Stand By Me by Benny King. All right. Oh, this is a good one. And this would be a duet. Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meat Loaf. Hey, you know, I always remember this whenever Meat Loaf is mentioned. You guys remember Meat Loaf is in Fight Club. And, now I remember you guys are aware that, like, you know, when people like it, when the writers of the New York Times write about someone, they'll do their full name first. Like if it's a movie review, they'll do their full name first, and then they'll refer to them as like let's say they're talking about Jim Carrey. They say Jim Carrey stars in the Truman Show, blah blah blah, and then from then on it's always Mr. Carrey. You know what I mean? They'll refer to, and that's just a thing that they do with the New York Times. So I remember when I read the review of Fight Club when Fight Club came out, they referred to him as Mr. Loaf. Like the second part of the review, anytime they mentioned him again, it was Mr. Loaf. That's my favorite way to refer to Meatloaf now, is Mr. Loaf. Well, good job, Mr. Loaf. Hey Jude by the Beatles, and you can... That's another 10-minute song right there, and you get the entire crowd going, nah, 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 for 20 minutes. Here's an obvious one. Living on a Prayer by Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be hugely popular.
It's like Journey.
Yeah.
It's kind of on that same level.
How about You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette?
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Girls like to get up there and scream about Dave Coulier.
He's hurt a lot of girls. It's broken a lot of hearts, that Coulier.
Are you guys, seriously, when you guys heard that song might be about Dave Coulier, how ridiculous was that? When I first heard that, I'm like, it's a joke, right? And it's not a joke.
The song, I just wondered, like, was he different before?
Like, there are two Couliers? There's a dark side to Coulier?
I don't know, because I mean, this was years and years later, but I saw him on that show. The VH1 show.
Yeah.
Where they stuck all the celebrities in a house.
Yeah, yeah, Surreal Life.
Right. And he just seemed like a big nerd.
Yeah, no. And is he the one who lives in the basement?
Yes.
Okay.
He doesn't seem...
No, that's why it's so ridiculous that, like, when they're sending Lance Morissette, yeah, I wrote that song about Dave Coulier. Like, what? What? Did I tell you guys that some people from the... This was years and years ago in the 90s. A bunch of people from the factory, a group of people from the factory, went out to L.A. to audition for the HBO Comedy Festival in Aspen. So they came out and saw one of our plays. And so four or five people from the play went out to L.A. to audition. And they auditioned at the same studio where they filmed Full House. So a friend of mine, I can't remember who, it was Sean. It might have been Sean Adley. Sean took the nameplate off of Coulier's dressing room and stole it. So in the factory theater is actually Dave Coulier's nameplate from his phone. He slid the nameplate out from the dressing room and stole it. Should have sent it to Alanis Morissette. All right. Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Faith by George Michael. That's a good one. These are all great karaoke songs that people think. I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany. Here's one. You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beasties. Drunk in Love by Jay-Z and Beyonce. Oh, here's a good one. Just a Friend by Biz Markie. He's getting some bank.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
this
one.
Holiday season. You see all the Gap commercials? It was Gap, right? Or Old Navy? Where everybody's singing the...
I think it was Gap.
I think it's Gap. But I was just, like, really happy. I'm like, Biz Markie's getting paid. I enjoy that.
And it was also on that kid show.
It was?
No, he was.
Oh, he was in a kid show.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember what it is, but he had, like, Biz's beat of the day. And he was... He would beatbox for the kids.
Fantastic. I love Biz Markie. Okay, last one, Esmeralda, that people think is great. And you'll like this, Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
Oh, come on, yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Skip is here. I think we have a Skip sighting.
He made it through.
And the cats are outside. They're all wearing sweaters and hats because it's cold
out. Oh, my gosh, how cute is that?
So we'll take a break, and pop-up video will begin after the news, which comes up in 5 seconds.